സഹനാഭവതു സഹനൗ ഭുനക്തു സഹവീര്യം കരവാവഹൈ തേജസ്വിനാവധീതമസ്തു മാ വിദ്വിഷാവഹൈ. ഓം ശാന്തി ശാന്തി ശാന്തി.
ചാപ്റ്റർ 4, തേർഡ് ബ്രാഹ്മണം, 22nd മന്ത്ര, 462 പേജ് നമ്പർ.
അത്ര പിതാപിതാ ഭവതി മാതാ മാതാം ലോകാ അലോകാഃ ദേവാ അദേവാഃ വേദാ അവേദാഃ അത്ര സ്തേനോസ്തേനോ ഭവതി ഭ്രൂണഃ അഭ്രൂണഃ ചാണ്ഡാലോ ചാണ്ഡാലഃ പൗൽക്കസോ പൗൽക്കസഃ ശ്രമണോ ശ്രമണഃ താപസോ താപസഃ അനന്വാഗതം പുണ്യേന അനന്വാഗതം പാപേന തീർണോ ഹി തദാ ശോകാൻ ഹൃദയസ്യ ഭവതി സർവാൻ ശോകാൻ ഹൃദയസ്യ ഭവതി. വി ഹാവ് കംപ്ലീറ്റഡ് 21st and 22nd mantra of Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam. These two mantras are given as answer to the 20th mantra. In the 20th mantra, Upanishad has established that Vidya Karyam and Avidya Karyam. അവിദ്യയാ മന്യതേ വിദ്യയാ മന്യതേ. ദീസ് ടു വേർഡ്സ് ആർ യൂസ്ഡ് ഇൻ ദ 20th മന്ത്ര. വൈൽ ദറ്റ് മന്ത്ര ഈസ് ടാക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് ദ ഡ്രീം, വാട്ട് എവർ ഹി സീസ് ഇൻ ദ ജാഗ്രത അവസ്ഥ ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് ഇഗ്നറൻസ് അവിദ്യയാ, ദ സെയിം ദ റിസൾട്ട് ഇസ് വാട്ട് ദ്വൈതം. ഹി സീസ് ദ്വൈതം ഡ്യുവാലിറ്റി. So, avidya karyam is dvaitam, means the result of ignorance and artham. Avidya means ignorance, karyam means result. The result of ignorance is nothing but division, dvaitam, duality. Once you see the duality, the division, tasya bhayam bhavati. Fear is inevitable. When you see dvaitam, the duality because of ignorance, what is the result? Na dvaitam. Dvaitam is equal to samsara hal. Shoka, dukkham, all sorts of pains are bound to come there. This is with avidya karyam. Then what is vidya karyam? The benefit or the result of vidya, the knowledge. Vidya karyam is advaitam. Vidya karyam, the result of that knowledge is advaitam. Advaitam means secondless. Advaitam is equal to moksha. Advaitam is another name for moksha. The result of vidya is mokshaha. That means when you see the non-divisionless or non-different, that Atma as yourself, there is no division. Therefore, there is no samsara dukkham. Therefore, that is called mokshaha. Jnani, who sees the jagrat prapancha from the advaita drishti, no? The world is non-different from me, advaita bhavanaya. This nama rupa, even though I am seeing they are mithya, the seer is satya atma, the entire jagat is, substratum is satya atma. Whoever sees this in jagrat avastha, that dream only comes to him. Jnani ki, whatever he sees, yat drushtam yat shrutam jagrat avasthayam nidra samaye tat prapancham pratiyate. Jnani ki, advaitam da pakara jagrat avasthalo. Swapnalo enna varam? Advaitam da varam. That means paramo lokaha. Mantras concluded in that 20th mantra. Paramo lokaha means mokshaha. Vidyaya manyatena. So up to that, there what mantra said, one word mantra used, Upanishad used, Nakinchena Vedana. At that time, Nakinchena Vedana. Bahyam va, antaram va, kinchena veda. Then later it comes to Sushupti. The 21st mantra comes, that example it gives, 21st mantra you can see, Sushupti. This is up to dream over, 21st mantra. In the 22nd, 21st and 22nd mantra, Vidyakaryam, Avidyakaryam, topic is over with Swapna in dream. The 21st and 22nd mantra, 21st mantra says, Na kinchana veda. The second line it comes. Na kinchana veda. In deep sleep, person do not know anything. Antaram va, bahyam va. Either external anatma world, our internal atma, he do not know anything. Na kinchana vedana. That is what we say after waking up, we say, I do not know anything. That is what Upanishad says, na kinchana veda. How that word is presented by giving an example, just as the person embraced by his dearest wife, he forgets the entire surroundings, external world, and he himself forgets. So therefore, just as the person forgets himself in that wife's embracing, similarly, in deep sleep also, na bahyam na antaram kinchana vedana. What we saw in this mantra is talking about sleep. Sleep is compared to mokshaha, as though moksha. Why Upanishad has to talk about sleep? Upanishad has to talk only moksha, no? Upanishad topic is what? Moksha topic. Why Upanishad has to talk dream and sleep, all these things in a... Sleep is very close to mokshaha. Supta purushaha and mukta purushaha are both are very, very close. You know, friends, like, as it were. As it were, they are very close. What are the similarities between supta purushaha and mukta purushaha? In supta purushaha, there is Mata amata bhavati, pita apita bhavati, vedaha vedaha bhavanti, devaha adevaha bhavanti. Mother is no more mother, father is no more father, no relations. Ananvagatam punyena, ananvagatam papena. These are all the words used in the mantra, not my words, okay? the 21st and 22nd. The 21st is concluded, Asya aptakamaha, atmakamaha, akamaha. A sleeper is also free from desire. Sleeper is also shokantaram, free from sorrow. Sleeper is also free from fear, sorrow, desire. Similarly, Mukta Purushaha also free from sorrow, desire, and bhayam. These are the similarities between the sleeper and Mukta Purushaha. Then another similarity is what? Ananvagatam punyena, ananvagatam papena. Both of them are not related to punya papa. The sleeper is not related to any punyam or papam. Ananvagatam means not related, not endowed with, not associated with punyam and papam, both of them. Therefore, both of them, sleeper also forgets motherhood, fatherhood, brotherhood, or even Vedas also. Vedas will become avedaha there. What Veda you know? You go and ask a sleeper, do you know Rig Veda? Do you know Yajurveda? No answer. Why? Because Pramata is not available in sleeper. Without Pramata, Veda loses its Vedahood status. So therefore, I the Pramata alone I am giving the status to Veda as to be Veda. Since Pramata is dissolved, the knower is dissolved in sleep, Veda loses its Vedahood. Aveda bhavat. Jnani also same like that. Since he sees everything as anatma, from atma standpoint, Pramata is also mithya. So Pramata, when he is falsified, where is the question of Veda, which is getting the status through Pramata? Pramata also falsified when you get jnanam. Pramata, pramanam, pramayam, triputi is not there in sleep. In jnanam also, pramata, pramanam, prameyam, or jnata, jnanam, jneyam, triputi is also not there. Once triputi is not there, no vyavahara. Sleeper is not doing vyavahara. Jnani is doing vyavahara by knowing it is false. It is as good as not doing vyavahara. Even though he is doing vyavahara, it is as good as not doing vyavahara. Vyavahara is suspended here. Vyavahara is falsified here. Here, here and where. In sleep, vyavahara is suspended. Temporarily suspended. In jnanam, vyavahara is falsified. Vyavahara continues, but vyavahara is falsified like a defanged cobra. Vyavahara cannot disturb him. Pramata is mithya, pramanam is mithya, prameyam is mithya. Everything is mithya, na shunyaman. No, it is not shunyam. I, the Atma Chaitanyam, is there. So, mata, amata, thus, ananvagatam punyena. Up to here, we saw, we have completed 22nd mantra arc. So, most unique mantras, all these are from 21st mantra onwards, up to 33. It goes to 13 mantras are like gems, are very, very important. In these mantras only, the definition of Atma is given, the definition of Moksha is given, in these mantras are very important. Now we have to enter into 23rd mantra. 23rd mantra is the answer for what? There is a question. What question? The question is, the doubt is possible here. Na kinchana veda word is used by Yajnavalkya. In deep sleep, na bahyam va antaram va na kinchana veda. This sleeper do not know anything. Sleeper do not know anything means, what this Brahmanam name is what? Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam. What we have established? Atma, self-effulgent. When Atma is self-effulgent, that consciousness is self-effulgent, do that consciousness do not know itself at least? How can you say na kinchana veda? Either external or internal, nothing, no jnanam is there. Veda means what there? Not Rigveda, Yajurveda. Veda means do not know. No, do not know means what? There is no jnanam. எனக்கு ஒண்ணுமே தெரியாதுன்னு சொல்லும் போது என்ன அர்த்தம்? எனக்கு ஞானம் இல்லைன்னு சவுண்ட் வருது. அந்த சந்தேகம் வரணும், நமக்கு வராது. ஐ டு நாட் நோ எனி திங்ன்னப்போ தெர் இஸ் நோ ஞானம் அந்த மாதிரி ஆயிடுறது. உபனிஷத் ஆல்சோ சேயிங், யாக்ஞவல்க்யா இஸ் சேயிங், ந கிஞ்சன வேதா மீன்ஸ் யூ ஆர் சேயிங் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் இஸ் செல்ஃப் எவல்ஜென்ட், ஸ்வயம் ஜோதி, Swayam Prakashaha. Now the question is, Atma has to know at least itself. Why, how can you say na kinchana veda? Kinchana veda word varakudade. Question puriyaradho? And kinchana na veda, na kinchana veda word should not come. If Atma is Swayam Jyoti, enna Atma is Jnana Swarupam. Consciousness, jnanam. At least Atma do not know the external world. Leave it. Forget about it. Atma has to know itself at least, self-effulgent. Appa kinchana na veda annadu word varakkoodadu. But how can you say that? So for that, 23rd mantra is the answer. Now we'll read that mantra. 23rd mantra.
யத்வை தன்ன பஷ்யதி பஷ்யன்வை தன்ன பஷ்யதி நஹி த்ருஷ்டுஹ த்ருஷ்டேர் விபரிலோபஹ வித்யதே அவிநாஷித்வாத் நது தத்வித்தீயமஸ்தி ததோன்யத் விபக்தம் யத் பஷ்யேத்.
வெரி வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் மந்த்ரா. திஸ் மந்த்ரா இஸ் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் த டூ ஸ்டேஜஸ் ஆஃப் consciousness. These two stages of consciousness is presented here. That two stages are, we saw previously, this is familiar topic only for you, but here it presents in a unique way that we have to see. What is that uniqueness here? Once you look into the whole mantra, you can know the uniqueness of that mantra. Even though it is familiar topic, but the presentation is a beautiful presentation. That prakriya we have to remember here. What is that prakriya we follow here? Very important to assimilate the truth. Very carefully we have to follow. Atma is the illuminator. Atma is the illuminator of everything in the world. Illuminator means prakashakah. In whose presence things are known. So, jyotihina. How I know the world? How I know the world? The question comes. I know the world through my sense organs. I see the world. How sense organs are able to see the world? Because of mind behind the sense organs. How the mind is able to make the sense organs to see the world? Because the mind is alive, awareful, because of consciousness. World, sense organs, mind, consciousness. This we know. What happened here exactly? Atma illumines the mind. Atma illumines the mind. How it illumines the mind? By forming a chidabhasa in the mind. Mind is a locus. Mind is a place. Mind is an instrument like. In the mind, Atma reflects. By illumining the mind means what? Atma is the illuminator of the mind means what? Atma is the illuminator of the mind is equal to Atma formed a chidabhasa in the mind. By forming a chidabhasa in the mind, Atma makes the mind awareful, alive, aware, no? Awareness. And the insentient Atma become live mind. Insentient mind become live mind, like live wire mother. What Atma does that time? Giving the chidabhasa. How it gives? Atma reflects in the mind. Atma reflects in the mind. The reflection is formed in the mind. Mind becomes live mind. That is called Atma illumining the mind. The whole thing is called Chidabhasa formation. Chidabhasa means what? Reflected consciousness. Chidabhasa is form. Chittunudi avasam chidabhasam. Enna chidabhasam anna enna onnu bayapada venda. Chittunudi avasam anna duplicate chittan artham. Avasam anna enna artham? Poyi enna artham. Edi poyi? Chittunudi reflection anna. Pratibimbam is always false. Avasam. Like that, chit avasa chidabhasa. Where? In the mind. So this chidabhasa does what? Makes the mind live. Who does this job? Atma did this job. So for that what we use one word? Atma illumining the mind. How it illumines the mind? Did it put a torchlight on the mind? No. Atma reflects in the mind. What do you mean by reflection in the mind? Atma itself form, appear as chidabhasa in the mind. So what? Atma, you can use the word Atma sees the mind. Sees, S-E-E-S. Atma illumines the mind, you can say. Or Atma perceives the mind, you can say. Or Atma illumines the mind, you can say. Atma sees the mind, Atma perceives the mind, Atma illumines the mind, you can say any word by forming a chidabhasa. So, Atma is the drashta of the mind. Atma is the drashta of the mind. So what? So what? By giving that chidabhasa to the mind, By illumining the mind, Atma gets the status of illuminator. Atma gets the status of illuminator. Illuminator of what? Illuminator of mind. Whose mind? My own mind. Atma is the illuminator. Mind is illumined. Atma is the illuminator subject. Mind is the illumined object. How mind is became the illumined object? By Chidabhasa. Because of Chidabhasa, Atma is illumined. Then what happens? When the Chidabhasa, which is formed in the mind, making the mind live, that Chidabhasa, which is in the mind, sees the world. That Chidabhasa sees or perceives or illumines the world, external world. Clear? The Chidabhasa, which is formed in the mind, sees the world or illumines the world or perceives the world. Chidabhasa becomes what? Illuminator. Chidabhasa also becomes the illuminator. Where is this Chidabhasa? In the RM, reflected medium mind. RC through the RM illumines the world, all objects. Atma is also illuminator. Chidabhasa is also illuminator. And Chidabhasa is illumining the mind. Illumining the mind. Therefore, mind is not the illuminator. Until now, we were listening to mind is illuminator, mind is illuminator. That is why I said it is a peculiar way of presentation here, unique presentation. Mind is jadam, actually. Mind cannot illumine the world. Mind is a medium in that Chidabhasa is there making the mind live. So, really speaking, Chidabhasa only illumining the, just as Chidabhasa only illumining the world. Just as you want to illumine the dark room, the sunlight is falling in the mirror. Mirror is here. Reflected sun is here in the mirror. This reflected sun in the mirror illumining the dark room. Clear? Mirror is illumining or reflection in the mirror is illumining the dark room? Clear that? Mirror cannot illumine the dark room. Who illumines the dark room? The reflection which is formed in the mirror alone illumines the darkness. If mirror illumines the darkness, then the sun reflection is not required. Clear? So, sun is the original sun forming a reflected light here. Reflected sun in the mirror reflecting the dark room. This example, if you remember, the whole world is like what? Dark room. Illumined by what? Illumined by Chidabhasa. Chidabhasa is like sunlight. What is that mirror? Mind is the mirror. Who is sun? Chit is the sun. Chit is the sun. Like sun. Clear? Are you understanding? Easy. Very easy. Now, this is the first portion of understanding. Now, let us come to the second part of understanding. What is the difference between the illuminator, Atma the illuminator, Chit the Atma? This Chidabhasa is also called as Atma. In the Chidabhasa, Atma is lower avatar than the Chidabhasa. Atma, Atma superior nature is Chit. Atma's lower avataram is Chidabhasam. Atma's lower avataram, inferior avataram is Chidabhasam. Therefore, Atma is also illuminator, Siddhabhasa is also illuminator. Atma illumines the mind. Atma as Siddhabhasa illumines the world. Everybody? Atma illumines the chit. Atma illumines the mind. Chit Atma illumines the mind. Siddhabhasa Rupa Atma illumines the world. Now, these two illuminators, what is the difference? What are the similarities? What is the difference? Illuminating capacity is same. Atma is illumining the mind. Atma as Chidabhasa illumining the world. Therefore, you can say what? Atma directly illumining the mind. Atma as Chidabhasa indirectly illumining the world. Atma as Chit illumining the mind directly. Atma as Chidabhasa, forming Chidabhasa in the mind, illumining the world indirectly. Through the mind, Atma forming as Chidabhasa in the mind, making the mind live, and that Atma as Chidabhasa illumining the world. Now, this Atma, Drashta number one, this mind, Chidabhasa anna irikkira, Chidabhasam irikkali, Atma inferior avataram, Chidabhasam is Drashta number two, and illumining the world outside. Atma is the Drashta number one, illuminator. Ever the illuminator, never the illumined. Atma. Chit. Original consciousness. Whereas Chidabhasa, which is illumining the mind, mind as the illuminator, Drashta number two, Chidabhasa is Drashta number two, is illumined as well as illuminator. Rendu status irukku. Mind la irukkira Chidabhasamukku rendu status irukku. Enna status? Illuminator status. Illuminator status from the standpoint of the world. Illumined status from the standpoint of Chit Atma. Romba anandama irukku subject illaya? Okay. Now, this Drashta number one, Chidatma, is Nitya Drashta. Nitya Drashta. Permanent seer. Who? Drashta number one. Atma, that which is illumining the mind. Mind illuminator Atma is permanent illuminator. Avikaring, changeless illuminator. Permanent illuminator number one, Nitya Nartham. Nitya means permanently illuminator, permanently illumining the mind. Who? Atma. So, Nitya Drishtihi enna peru. Enna peru enna? Nitya Drishtihi, permanent illuminator. Who? Chidatma. Number two, Nirvikaraha, Nirvikara Drashta. Number two, changelessly illumining the mind. Chidatma changelessly illumining the mind. Therefore, Nirvikara Drashta. Number two. Point number two. Point number three, Atma illumining the mind, you should not take it as an action. Not will-based action. Atma illumining the mind, illumination is not an action. It is not an action, it is not a verb, it is not a kriya. Therefore, it is not will-based illumination. Whereas, this Chidabhasa which is in the mind available is will-based. It is not nitya drishtihi, anitya drishtihi. Anitya drishtihi, what? This Chidabhasa which is in the mind. Siddhabhasa, drashta number 2 is Anitya Drishtihi, impermanent illuminator of the world. Impermanent illuminator. Who is drashta number 2? Who is that drashta number 2? Chidabhasa. Where is that Chidabhasa? It is in the mind. Anitya Drishtihi or Anitya Drashta. Savikara Drashta. To see the world, to perceive the world, to observe the world, this Chidabhasa, which is in the mind, mind lower modification varanam. Process is required. Vritti vikara is required. Adhikade savikara drashtana. Without vritti modification, it cannot perceive the world. That is why savikara drashta. Anitya drashta, savikara drashta. Will is required. Will based. It is a type of action as it were. Action involved. Modification involved. Vikara is involved. Change involved. In drashta number 2. So will based. Number 1 is anitya drashta. Number 2 is savikara drashta. Number 3 is will based drashta. Here nitya drashta, nirvikara drashta, not will based drashta. It is not an action. Then fourth point is, when Atma illumining the mind, there is no process involved. There is no process involved. Step by step process is not involved. Whereas the second drashta, this Chidabhasa drashta, when who is illumining the world, there is a process. It is a process. The process is depending upon mind, sense organs, buddhi, so many things it is depending upon. That's why there is a process. It depending upon so many factors. Whereas, Chit Atma is not depending upon any factor. Therefore, there is no process. There is no process involved. That's what this mantra is talking about now. In this mantra, so the subject-object division. Drashta number 2 is the subject also, object also. But what type of subject? Subject is not nityam. That will come and go. When, now, in Jagradavastha, waking state, in Jagradavastha, when you see the world, which avastha you see the world? Jagradavastha. In Jagradavastha, which drashta is active? Both drashtas are active. We say Chidabhasa is active. Appo, enna edo problem. You should not say only drashta number 1 is active. You should not say drashta number 2 is active. When you are in waking state, when you are seeing the Jagrat world, Prapancha, drashta number 1 is also active, drashta number 2 is also active. Okay, both the drashtas are active. When, now in the class, when you are listening to Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, okay, if drashta number 1 alone is active in the class, you are in what state? Sushupti. So in Jagrat, two drashtas are active. Now come to Sushupti. Even in Swapna also, drashta, two drashtas are active. Active means drashta number 2 is not totally active, passive. Whereas in Sushupti, drashta number 2 is totally inactive. In Sushupti, Siddhabhasa is not formed because mind is not active, mind is not available, mind is folded because sense organs are folded. Sense organs are folded because body is lying down. Since body is lying down, sense organs are folded. Since sense organs are folded, mind is folded. Since mind is folded, Atma need not illumine the mind. Atma need not form the Chidabhasa. Atma need not form the Chidabhasa because there is no necessity of external world perception. In sleep, எவ்வளவு உபன்யாசம் சொல்ல வேண்டியதாச்சு. டெய்லி நம்ம பண்ணிட்டு இருக்கோம் இந்த தூக்கத்தில். ஓகே, இன் டீப் ஸ்லீப் ஆத்மா இல்லூமின்ஸ் ஓன்லி த மைண்ட். ஆத்மா இஸ் த எவர் இல்லூமினேட்டர் ஆஃப் த மைண்ட். ஆத்மா கேன் நாட் ஸ்டாப் த இல்லூமினேஷன் ஆஃப் த மைண்ட். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், வெதர் பேசிவ் மைண்ட் ஆர் ஆக்டிவ் மைண்ட், ஆத்மா ஹேஸ் டு இல்லூமின் த பேசிவ் மைண்ட் ஆல்சோ. The vritti vikara in the mind, live mind, vritti vikaras, Atma has to illumine. Vrittis are not there in deep sleep also, Atma has to illumine that mind, which is folded mind. Vritti abhava rupena, vritti bhava rupena, Atma eva illumines the mind. When? Ever. In the presence of Atma, mind is always illumining. It is illumining, and if it is active, world it can illumines. Mind is not active, world is also not available. Body, sense organs, mind is not active. At that time, Atma does what? Let me not illumine the mind. Because body is folded, sense organs folded. Why I have to illumine the mind and Atma edho strike pannuma oru vaatta enna? Appadi illa panna mudiyadhu. என்ன, இல்லூமினிங் ஆல்சோ நாட் வில் பேஸ்ட், நாட் இல்லூமினிங் ஆல்சோ நாட் ஹேப்பன்ஸ். வை? என்ன, ஆத்மா பஷ்யன் பசியதி. நவ் இன் சுஷுப்தி அவஸ்தா ஆத்மா பஷ்யன், சீயிங் த மைண்ட், ஆத்மா டஸ் நாட் சீ த வேர்ல்ட், ந பசியதி. ஆத்மா பசியதி, கிம் பசியதி, மைண்ட் பசியதி. பசியதி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? சீஸ், இல்லூமின்ஸ் த மைண்ட். வென்? இன் சுஷுப்தி அவஸ்தா. பட் வாட் ஆத்மா டஸ் நாட் டூ? என்ன, இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் சிதாபாசா ஆத்மா ந பசியதி, ஜகத் ந பசியதி, பிரபஞ்சம் ந பசியதி, பஷ்யன் ந பசியதி. ஆத்மா seeing the mind, while seeing the mind, Atma will not see the world. Which avastha? Sushupti avastha. Adha mantra yokka saramsham. Okay, look into the mantra. Yadvai tanna pashyati nar. Pura pakshi asking question, you have to put in inverted commas. Nakinchana veda, if you say so. Pashyati means Atma does not see anything. Atma does not see anything. Na pashyati. Advai tanna pashyati. Tanna na tatra in sushupti. Atma does not see anything. Na kinchana veda. That word you have to supply here. Na kinchana veda. Tatra sushupti avasthayam. Atma does not illumine anything. Does not see anything, does not perceive anything, if you say so, tanna, it is not like that. Now, tanna, you have to supply. Tanna na appadi illai, in artham. Inga mantramla kediyadu, answer mathram da irukku. Appadi illai, ena. Appadi illai, ena, eppadi, ena. Pashyan vai tanna pashyati, ena. Atma pashyati. பரந்து ந பசியதி என்னார். ஆத்மா சீஸ், பட் ஆத்மா டஸ் நாட் சீ. வாட் ஆத்மா சீஸ், வாட் ஆத்மா டஸ் நாட் சீனா, ஆத்மா சீஸ் த மைண்ட், ஆத்மா ஆஸ் சிதாபாசா டஸ் நாட் சீ த வேர்ல்ட். தட் இஸ் வை இன் டீப் ஸ்லீப் வி ஆர் நாட் சீயிங் த வேர்ல்ட். வை? சிதாபாசா இஸ் நாட் ஃபார்ம்டு. வை? மைண்ட் இஸ் ஃபோல்டெட். Therefore what? Mind alone can be illumined by Atma. Atma need not form a Chidabhasa. To see the world, Atma form a chidabhasa only to see the mind. But since mind is not active, sense organs are not active, atma as chidabhasa, jagat na pasyati. That's the meaning. Appa. Pashyan, present continuous. By seeing, paathinde, manasu paathinde, paathukunde, paathukunde, idella we saw in previous 2-3 brahmanams. Just I'll give the numbers, you can note where we saw in 1-4-10 Purushavida Brahmanam we saw Aham Manurabhavam ane mantram. 1-4-10 Purushavida Brahmanam we saw, and 3-4-2 Ushastha Brahmanam Saha Drishter Drashtaram Pashehe. There 3-4-2 we saw Ushastha Brahmanam, and 3-7-13 we saw, that is Antaryami Brahmanam Saha Tamasi Tishthan Ya Tamuna Veda Yeshata Atma Antaryami Amritaha. This there we saw 3-7-13 and 3-8-11 Akshara Brahmanam also we saw. Drashter Drashtuhu, Drishter Drashtuhu, Khalu Aksharam, he Gargi, that Brahmanam, Akshara Brahmanam, Visa, Otascha Protaschan Visa, Angapatam. And that's why it is familiar to you, I said, Itana Brahmana illa Pati Vandruko, Ade Vishyanda, Analu, Upanishad presents with a different words. Nahi, so up to here over, tanna pashyati, how you have to see, pashyan, atma, manas pashyan, atma seeing the mind, tat na pashyati, atma, tat means here, tatra, sushupti avasthayam, atma, na pashyati, jagat na pashyati, prapancham na pashyati, chidabhasa rupena na pashyati. So how you have to write na whole sentence? First I will tell you in Tamil, okay? Then I will tell you in Sanskrit, then in English. You can understand. Nirvikara drashtanaha irundukonde. Okay, Nirvikara Drashtanaha Irindukundi Nitya Drishtinal Manathai Pathukunde Irukkanum, and the Kunde Irundana present continuous Manathai Pathukunde Savikara Drashtanaha Irindukundi Savikara Drashtan enna Chidabhasa Irindukundi Anitya Drishtinal Anitya Drishti enna Chidabhasa Drashta number 2. Anitya Drishtinal Ulahattai Parpadillai. Angada Parpadillai. Innor vaadi padikanuma? Padikare. It is your struggle to understand. Nirvikara Drashtanaga irundukondi Nitya Drishtinal. Idu Nitya Drishti, permanent seer. Okay. Nitya Drishtinal Manadai Paathukonde. Okay, Savikara Drashtanaha Irundukondi Anitya Drishtinal Ulahattai Parpadillai Ada Paschan Vai Tanna Paschati. And the word is the meaning. Okay, now what about Sanskrit? Sanskrit is easy. Okay, Nirvikara Rupena Nitya Drishtya Manaha Paschan Api Savikara Drishti Rupena Anitya Drishtya Prapancham Napasyati. Nirvikara Rupena Nitya Drishtya Manaha Paschan Api Savikara Drishti Rupena Anitya Drishtya Prapancham Napasyati. What about English? అది కూడా పాపమే. ఓకే, రిమైనింగ్ యాజ్ చేంజ్లెస్ పర్సీవర్, ద్రష్ట నెంబర్ వన్, రిమైనింగ్ యాజ్ చేంజ్లెస్ పర్సీవర్ ఈవెన్ వెన్ ద ఆత్మా సీస్ ద మైండ్, ఈవెన్ వెన్ ద ఆత్మా సీస్ ద మైండ్ త్రూ ద పర్మనెంట్ ఇల్యూమినేషన్, పర్మనెంట్ పర్సెప్షన్. ఓకే, నిత్య దృష్టినాల్ అని అర్థం, పర్మనెంట్ పర్సెప్షన్. ఆత్మా డస్ నాట్ సీ ద వరల్డ్ యాజ్ చేంజింగ్ పర్సీవర్ విత్ టెంపరీ పర్సెప్షన్, విత్ టెంపరీ పర్సెప్షన్ విత్ చేంజింగ్, యాజ్ ఎ చేంజింగ్ పర్సీవర్ ఆత్మా డస్ నాట్ సీ ద వరల్డ్. ఆత్మా ఎప్పుడు ఇరుకు? చేంజ్లెస్ పర్సీవరా ఇరుందుకొండే, అండ్ పర్సీవింగ్ ద మైండ్ అట్ ద సేమ్ టైమ్ ఆత్మా డస్ నాట్ ఇల్యూమిన్ ద వరల్డ్ యాజ్ చేంజింగ్ పర్సీవర్. పూరించా మోక్షం. వై, వాట్ ఈస్ ద రీజన్? ద రీజన్ ఈస్ నహి ద్రష్టుః దృష్టేః విపరిలోపః న విద్యతే. బికాస్ ద రీజన్ ఈస్ ద్రష్టుః మీన్స్ ఆత్మా, ఆత్మనః రికారాంతః పుంలింగః ద్రష్టృశబ్దః, ద్రష్ట ద్రష్టారో ద్రష్టారః, ద్రష్టుః షష్ఠీ ఏకవచనం, ద్రష్టుః ఆత్మనః ఆఫ్ దట్ సీయర్. దృష్టేహే ఇకారాంతః స్త్రీలింగః దృష్టిశబ్దః షష్ఠీ ఏకవచనం, దృష్టేహే ఆఫ్ సైట్ విపరిలోపః లాస్ అబ్సెన్స్ లూజింగ్ ద కెపాసిటీ టు ఇల్యూమినేషన్ ఈజ్ నాట్ న విద్యతే ఈజ్ నాట్ దేర్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఆత్మా. నకించిన వేదాన్ని చొల్లకూడదు. నౌ శంకరాచార్య రెఫ్యూటింగ్ ద క్షణిక విజ్ఞానవాది. ఇంత క్షణిక విజ్ఞానవాది என்ன சொல்றானே, இந்த சிதாபாசம்தா சத்தியம் అని சொல்றா. இந்த சிதாபாசம் வந்து క్షణికం, இஸ் திஸ் அவைலபிள் ஆக்டிவ் ஓன்லி இன் జాగృత అవస్థ, స్వప్న అవస్థ, మోస్ట్లీ జాగ్రత్త అవస్థ ఇట్ ఈస్ అవైలబుల్. దిస్ ఈజ్ సత్యం ఫర్ హిమ్, సత్యం. దట్స్ వై ఇట్ ఈ క్షణికం, దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ క్షణిక విజ్ఞానవాదం. శంకరాచార్య సేస్ హౌ కెన్ యూ సే దిస్ క్షణికం ఈజ్ క్షణికం, బట్ దిస్ క్షణికం హుచ్ ఈస్ కమింగ్ అండ్ గోయింగ్ ద మైండ్, హౌ డు యూ నో? ఇన్ ద డీప్ స్లీప్ ఆల్సో ఎనకు ఒన్ను తెలియాలని తెలియదుకు ఒకరు ఎనుకున్నా వేండమ్మా, అవందా నిత్య ద్రష్ట. எனக்கு ஒன்றும் தெரியலன்னு சொல்றதுக்கு, எனக்கு ஒன்றும் தெரியலன்னு சொல்றதுக்கு ஒருத்தன் இருக்கணுமா வேண்டாமா? எனக்கு தெரியறது எனக்கு தெரியல அனு சொல்றதுக்கு ஆத்மா இருக்கணும். மனசுக்குள்ள விருத்தி இருக்க, மனசுக்குள்ள விருத்தி இல்லைன்னு சொல்றதுக்கு ஆத்மா இருக்கணும். அதுதான் நித்யம்னாரு. க்ஷணிக்கம் இல்லைப்பா, சூன்யம் இல்லை, க்ஷணிக்கம் இல்லை. ஆத்மா இஸ் எட்டர்னல் சத்தியம். விபரிலோபா மீன்ஸ் ஆப்சென்ஸ், does not exist, never exist. That means what? Your Atma illumines the mind. Whether it is active mind or passive mind, I don't bother. What Atma says, what can I do? In my presence, everything is illuminating. Atma never planned to illuminate anything. In my presence, mind gets illumined. Either vritti sahita manaha, ఆర్ వృత్తి రహిత మనహావా, ఐ యామ్ నాట్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్, బట్ ఇన్ మై ప్రెజెన్స్ మైండ్ గెట్స్ ఇల్యూమిండ్. హూజ్ దిస్ ఆత్మ? హూ ఇస్ దట్ ఆత్మ? నానేదా? ఇది అచ్చిపుచ్చి మాదిరి ఇరుకుని నా బ్రహ్మనని ఆత్మని తెలియామల్ అజ్ఞాని మనస్సు భారం అన్నారు, మనోభార అన్నారు. ఎన్లైటెండ్ మైండ్ ఈజ్ ఎ లైటెండ్ మైండ్. Enlightened mind is a lightened mind. So therefore people, what they do, yoga people know, manayeva bharam, manasuda karanam problems ki, மைண்டில் தான் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் இருக்கு, மைண்டில் தான் வர்ரிஸ் இருக்கு, அதனால என்ன பண்ணுன்னு மனசுன்னு நாசம் பண்ணுன்னா என்ன பண்ணுறது, என்ன மனசுன்னு வேலை பண்ணாது, மனசுன்னு ஸ்டாப் த மைண்ட். தட்ஸ் வாட் யோகி இஸ் ஆல் ஒர்க்கிங். சுவாமினி மைண்ட் ஒரு இடத்துல நிற்கவே மாட்டேங்கிறது சுவாமினி, மைண்ட் எப்படியாவது ஒரு நிற்க வைக்கணும், டாக் டெய்ல் ஸ்ட்ரைட்டன் பண்ண மாதிரி தான் முடியாத காரியம். மனசுன்னு ஃபால்ஸ்வே பண்ணப்பா அமனி பாவகான்னாரு. வை யூ ஆர் பாதரிங் அபவுட் தட் மைண்ட்? விருத்தி இருக்கட்டும் இல்லாத ஆகட்டும், வர்ரிஸ் பிலாங் டு த மைண்ட், ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் பிலாங் டு த மைண்ட். அனாத்மா ஐதி ஆத்மா ஐ ஆம் இல்யூமினிங் த ப்ராப்ளமேட்டிக் மைண்ட், நாட் ப்ராப்ளமேட்டிக் மைண்ட். யூ கேன்னாட் சால்வ் த ப்ராப்ளம், தெர்ஃபார் சுவாமிஜி சேஸ் இன் வேதாந்தா தெர் இஸ் நோ ப்ராப்ளம், இன் சைக்காலஜி தெர் இஸ் நோ சொல்யூஷன், இன் சைக்காட்ரிஸ்ட் நோ, இன் சைக்காலஜி தெர் இஸ் நோ சொல்யூஷன், இன் வேதாந்த ஃபிலாசபி தெர் இஸ் நோ ப்ராப்ளம். We never solve the problem, we dissolve the problem. That is why Jnani is a sane person. Sadhu, Jnani is a sane person. They did lot of research. They have written also book. Who is the healthiest person? Recently, an article came in Hindu. Have you read? The healthiest sane person is a Jnani. Sadhu. Sadhu is not? அவினாஷி மீன்ஸ் vinashi anna perishable, avinashi means imperishable. Natu tad dvitiyam asti, yemari paakala enna theriyala anna, why atma is not knowing anna, onnu illa paakkuradhukku enna paakkuradhu, tad dvitiyam asti tataha, other than atma, other than drashtuhu, anyad vibhaktam, vibhaktam means here பிரமேயம் ஆர் வினேயம். யத் பசியேத், ஏதாவது பார்க்கறதுக்கு இருந்தா தானே பார்க்கறதுக்கு, ஜ்ஞாதா ஜ்ஞானம் ஜ்ஞேயம் விபக்தம் டிவிஷனே கிடையாது. ஆத்மா என்ன பண்ணு சும்மா இருக்கும் அப்படிதான், ஆமா ஒன்றும் பண்ண வேண்டாம். ஓகே, ஜ்ஞாதா ஜ்ஞானம் ஜ்ஞேயம் ஹியர் அந்யத் ததா, அந்யத் மீன்ஸ் அதர் தேன் ஆத்மா, விபக்தம் மீன்ஸ் ஜ்ஞேயம். யத் பசியேத், டு சி எனிதிங் அவுட்சைட், பிரமாதா பிரமாணம் பிரமேயம் த்ரிபுத்ரி இஸ் நாட் தேர், ஸோ தேர் ஃபார் வாட் நைஸ்லி ஹாப்பிலி கோ அண்ட் ஸ்லீப் இன் த நைட் ஆஸ் வாட் முக்தா அப்படின்னு சொல்லி ஸ்லீப்பே முக்தி நினச்சிக்காதுங்கோ. சங்கராச்சாரிய இஸ் கோயிங் டு நெகேட் தட் ஸ்லீப் இஸ் நாட் முக்தி மோக்ஷா, அண்ட் 34th மந்திரால ஹீ இஸ் கோயிங் டு கிவ் த கமெண்டரி தேர். ஓகே, லைக் மோக்ஷா. ஓகே, பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி, ஹரி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ, ஹரி ஓம்.